Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Today we are celebrating the appearance of Lord Nrsimhadeva, and we have just heard the account of the Lord's appearance based on the Srimad Bhagavatam account in the 7th canto. I would like to read a verse which I was asked to read and speak on, which is not from the 7th canto, it's from the 5th canto. So with your permission, especially the permission and blessings of the senior Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, we can read from Prahlad's prayer to Nrsimhadeva in the 5th canto. It's one of my favorites, so maybe that's the reason I was requested to read this verse, to speak, and many of you will know it. No, it is not the verse that begins Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. It is not that verse. It is the next verse. Svastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidatam Yayatu Bhutani Shivam Mitodhya Manascha Vajram Vajadhat Adhokshade Aveshatam No Matir Api Ahaituki. I'll read the translation, Srila Prabhupada's translation in purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj says, may there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of him. This is a very nice benedictory verse, and Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Vancha kalpa tarugyascha Sindhu Yakevacha Atita Nam Avanebyo Vaishnavebyo Namo Namaha. We chant this verse a lot, don't we? Especially at a festival. There's so many devotees to offer respects to. It's good exercise also, bowing down. To the Vaishnavas. Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desires of anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. Who is a typical Vaishnava? Prahlad Maharaj. Typical. He prays not for himself but for all living entities. The gentle, the envious, and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous persons like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava, who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavata Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Parma nirmatsaranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Kala prasidatam. May all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons, but if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manas chavadram adhitad adhokshaje. Therefore, many of Srila Prabhupada's purports end, therefore, we should pray to Lord Nrisimhadeva to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Nrisimho, Pridaye Nrisimha. What should we pray? Narasingham Adim Sharanam. Let Lord Nrisimhadeva sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean, so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Prabhupada has more to say. Shall we hear? He refers to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says he has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from him. Even pure, that is, Nishkama devotees, pray for some benediction, as instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka. Ayi nanda tanu jakim karam patitam mam vishame pavam budau.
Kripaya java para siddha duli satrisham sushintaya.
O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Yet, somehow or other, we would always like to know how, isn't it? Prabhupada says, somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please, pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatan Bhaktir Ahaituhi Tahi. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your Lordship's lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chants, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. From the Lord, but because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants, just before in the same purport, Prabhupada said that Prahlad Maharaj was what kind of Vaishnava? A typical Vaishnava. Typical or exalted?
Both,
okay. Because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is Swastiastu Vishvasyam, let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake, and the other is the man like Hiranyakashipu. Two kinds of envious living entities. One is a
snake,
and the other is a man like who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son Prahlad, but Prahlad Maharaj asked a benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, as we saw, as we were reminded in the drama. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlad wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotees. Kala prasidatam. The difficulty is that the kala, envious living entities, another meaning of kala is mischievous living entities, and Prabhupada uses that word in this purport. It's rarely passed. The difficulty is that the kala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of kala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. Mantra shadivasha sarva kalakena nivaryate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. Prabhupada has more to say. Do we want to hear?
Yes,
Yes.
If the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world, and if, by the grace of Krishna, everyone accepts it, that's a big if. The thinking of envious people will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Wow. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Shivam Mito Diya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others, but in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed in the lotus feet of Krishna, Vajatat at Holshave. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Mana Krishna, Pradavindayaho, and as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Madmana Bhavamad Bhakto, one should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Cheto Darpana Marchana. Materialists always think of sense gratification, but Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. Imagine this. If they think of Krishna, always everything will be all right. If they think of Krishna always, what will happen? Everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, then the whole universe would be vacated because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. Oh, such a problem. However, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. If one set of living entities is actually delivered by the Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. Oh dear. So ends Srila Prabhupada's purport. Om Jnana Tumarandasya Jnanandana Shakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtaya Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasyatyati Shataine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Katitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I always feel like I am put on the spot in this situation with so many senior devotees here. So I do request the blessings of the Vaishnavas I will speak very briefly because we will hear from the senior Vaishnavas. It's actually nice to be in the junior position, isn't it? This is our philosophy. This is our theology. To be in the junior position. And we can say that this is also how Prahlad feels. Prahlad is in his prayers. In his prayers to Nrsimhadeva, after Nrsimhadeva makes his dramatic appearance, we heard several of these prayers just a few minutes ago. In one of his prayers, he remembers his spiritual master. Who is Prahlad's spiritual master? Narada. Srila Prabhupada, there was a discussion with Srila Prabhupada one time about who is an advanced devotee. And Srila Prabhupada said, who is advanced? Narada Muni, he is advanced. So Prahlad appreciates Narada, but similarly we appreciate is a very bland word. We worship our spiritual master. Prahlad Maharaj gives the example of that. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavati kute kama vikama manuya prapatam prasanka ritvatmasat kur surarshina. And then I always forget the rest when I'm in front of so many devotees. So ham katam nivishicheta vritya sevam. How can I forget my spiritual master? I have fallen into this material world, nipatitam, which is like a well. A well has a dark well may have snakes in the well. Ahikupe, he says. I am feeling as if I'm in such a dangerous situation. Prahlad Maharaj is remembering and praying to Nrsimhadeva to allow him to remember his spiritual master. And it's wonderful that he has learned from his spiritual master and remembered from him all that he spoke. As we heard, it seems that his mother, perhaps very much preoccupied with anticipation of being a mother, seems to have been distracted. But Prahlad had nothing better to do in the womb than to listen to Narada, and therefore he remembers everything that his spiritual master spoke. And because he remembers what his spiritual master spoke, he has become the exalted devotee that he has become. Such an exalted devotee that he desires nothing for himself. Does that mean that he has no desire? No, he has great desire. But what is his desire? His desire is for the welfare of the entire universe. That's what I would call thinking big. Srila Prabhupada was also thinking big as he proceeded to preach the Krishna Consciousness Movement, what he called the Krishna Consciousness Movement many times. It is a movement, and it is meant to move the world, and specifically it is meant to move the hearts of all persons in the world so that everyone will think of Krishna. They will think of Krishna, and they will think of each other's welfare. Thinking of everyone's welfare is not an easy thing to do as long as we are preoccupied with our own concerns, with our own, with the demands of our false identity. Prahlad Maharaj is showing the example that it is possible to think of the welfare of others. I like to remember, I like to invoke the memory of our very dear His Holiness Kadambakananda Swami Maharaj. We may not be lamenting, but we may be grieving for his recent departure. That he would sometimes say that our Krishna consciousness movement has three dimensions or three floors. There is a ground floor, there is a middle floor, and there is an upper floor. The ground floor is constituted of organization, of manpower, of temples, temple buildings, of management, of money, of automobiles. Srila Prabhupada, when he saw the Volkswagen van, the brand new Volkswagen van that had been purchased when he came to Schloss Rettershof in Germany in 1974. He saw this brand new Volkswagen van. Devotees told him, "We just got this van." And Srila Prabhupada said, "Take care of it like you would take care of a newborn baby." Do you remember that? Yes. So we take care of all of these different aspects of the Krishna consciousness movement on the ground floor. And there is a second floor. The next floor up, that is the platform, that is the dimension of our personal sadhana, our practices of Krishna consciousness. We make vows that we are going to practice Krishna consciousness, that we are going to avoid certain practices, certain activities. In this second level of the Krishna consciousness movement, this is where we begin to take seriously the association with each other. And on this level, we are learning what we already know to some extent as children, perhaps. We are learning to be concerned for the welfare of each other. On this level of the Krishna consciousness movement, we come together and we celebrate the appearance of the Lord. Especially we celebrate here the appearance of Nrisimhadeva, especially on this day, because we want to remember that the Lord, as Nrisimhadeva, has certain capabilities. He has very sharp nails, and because of his sharp nails, he is able to remove all kinds of things from our hearts. Karma shayan. The desire for fruitive activity. He is able to remove all unwanted things from our hearts. He's able to remove all of our distractions. He's able to remove anything which is inhibiting us from focusing our attention on Lord Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani. As one devotee in America has nicely put it, Amarendra Prabhu, he says, Radha and Krishna are completely absorbed in each other. They are perhaps not so much wanting to be distracted by our prayers. Oh Lord, please help me. I have this problem. I have that problem. I have this person giving me trouble. I have that person giving me trouble. I have this physical ailment. I have that mental ailment. Perhaps we should not bring those issues to Radha and Krishna. But Krishna is, he has everything worked out. He has everything nicely arranged. He expands himself into so many forms. And one of these forms is Nrsimhadeva. And Nrsimhadeva in particular, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us, Bhaktivinoda Thakur installed the deity of Lakshmi Narasimha in Mayapur, specifically with this idea. We worship them that they may purify our hearts so that there will be place for Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan in our hearts. So the second level of the Krishna consciousness movement, here we are, we're experiencing it. This is very wonderful. And there's a third level, as Kadamba Kanana Maharaj said, there is a third level. One way he explained it is the dimension of the Krishna consciousness movement in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is spreading Krishna consciousness all over the universe, whether or not we are involved, whether or not we are participating. It's happening, it's going on, it's taking place. Whether we see it or not, it's happening. Lord Chaitanya is spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. But Prahlad Maharaj, in particular, is inviting us with this prayer, I would say. He's inviting us to join not only in the ground floor and the second floor, but also in the third floor, to have this mood that Prahlad Maharaj has. This mood of wishing for everyone, even as Srila Prabhupada says, in the word-for-word, almost everyone, the kala, meaning envious or mischievous, and in parentheses Prabhupada says, almost everyone, that he is inviting us to cultivate that same attitude, that same mood. Let me wish, let me be a well-wisher of others. Let me become capable of thinking of the welfare of others. Not just those who are immediately in my circle, but let me think of others everywhere, all over the universe. Let me participate in that wonderful mission, that movement that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us. And that is possible, Srila Prabhupada is saying, if we also incorporate this mood, starting with our offering of respect to the Vaishnavas, Mancha kalpa teruvyacha kripa sindhu vyacha katitanam bhavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo. If we have this understanding of the potential of the Vaishnavas to have this desire for the world as a whole, then we become uplifted and participate in that same desire as Prahlad Maharaj. Sri Prahlad Maharaj ki
jai.
Sri Nrsingadeva ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Prantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Gaur Prema
ki
jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj. You want us to become well wishes of also of other devotees and from the world and everyone. This is a big program, really. I remember during the pandemic time, I started a program called Compassion Tuesday, and every Tuesday we would gather and read verses and then meditate and send good wishes to everyone, including war zones, cancer patients, and the many devotees who had asked for to benefit. It's actually very nice if you can really think of others, and it purifies the heart like anything. Good. So, how are you? Are you tired or are you all right?
Tired,
huh? Yes. That is, when Hare Krishna devotee says all right, they mean tired. So what should we do?
You're all right.
Yeah, all right. If you do a simple energizing effort, take your hands, no? Like this, and then on an inhale go up, and on an exhale go down. I thought to do this for half an hour now. Heart patients shouldn't do that. Okay, we go faster. Repeat after me, please.
Om Gram Viram Mahavishnu Jalantam Saratom Kam Nrisimham Vishanam Bhadram Mrityo Vidyo Namayam.
That's a very nice scripture. It's the Sarvata Tantra. Narada Muni comes to Lord Shiva and asks him about the confidential subjects of bhakti. One thing that Shiva tells him is bhakti rises in the association of devotees. Without devotees, Bhakti Devi does not come. And Lord Shiva also speaks about a confidential subject regarding Lord Nrsingadev. Trailokya dukkha dalanaya Nrsinga rupam kritva svabhaktam avitum kilalangra lagrai treshtva surendram asurendra vishalativra Vakshastalam stalam ivakranakai. Lord Shiva says, Narada, listen to a very special form of the Lord. The Lord took the form of Narsingha to vanquish the sorrow of the three worlds and protect his devotee with the tips of his plow-like hands. Holding the king of the demons on his lap, he pierced his broad, sharp chest with the tips of his claws. I particularly became attentive when I read that Lord Narsingadev came to vanquish the sorrow that is the misery of the three worlds. In the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, the misery of the three worlds is called meningitis. Meningitis is like a coronavirus. It's an inflammation of the protective membranes of the brain. In other words, when you have it, you have a headache. It's so bad that you want to take a knife and stab it in your head so that you kill your headache. It's bacterial infection, it causes swelling, and it is so life-threatening that you require an emergency treatment. It brings blood poisoning with it and permanent brain damage. So Hiranyakashipu, this is what the Bhagavatam says, had become like a meningitis, a headache for the three worlds. It was everywhere, even in the higher planetary system. People were suffering and suffering and suffering, just like the whole body suffers when the brain is inflamed and then the whole body is poisoned. There was no place in this universe which did not feel the tremendous suffering brought away by this demon. We hear that the devatas were so afraid, they were hiding, and Hiranyakashipu went into the town of the devatas, Amaravati, and took the seat of Indra. And this means he has a headache. Headache starts in the top, but this is a headache which brings the poisoning of everything with it, even your toes. From up to down, people were suffering. But the Lord saw this, and he decided to take this form, a special form, and just remove the suffering. This is sharp nails. I remember when I was in Mayapur and I needed to go to surgery. So one of the twins gave me a nail from Lord Narsingadev. He said, the nail of the Lord removes suffering. Well, it's the only knife which does not cause blood. So I still have a little box with me where this nail of Lord Narsingadev is, a nail which I worship so that he removes my own suffering and my own miseries. My dear devotees, in this lecture I would like to concentrate on an aspect of Lord Narsingadev which I feel makes him a timeless necessity for all devotees of Krishna. Lord Narsingadev offers protection. You will see the first time Krishna appears in the pages of the Bhagavatam, he comes as Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his devotee. Lord Narsingadev, we know, was so inclined towards Prahlad, that he appeared to save him exclusively. He was very much Bhakta Vatsalya. So I want to narrate to you how Krishna appears, and from there go into Nrisimha Tattva. At the end of the Kurukshetra war, Ashwatthama had entered in the night the camp of the Pandavas, where he killed the five sleeping sons of Draupadi. He actually had come the evening before to Duryodhana, who was lying in his because he was hit by the club of Bhimasena, and he waited for his death, and he said, "Duryodhana, not everything is over." Now, listen, Duryodhana, everything is over. Our armies have been routed by the Pandavas. Ashwatthama said, "I will bring you the head of the Pandavas. I will kill all five of them in the night when they don't have their arms ready." So on that night, Krishna had said to Yudhishthira, Bhimasena, Arjuna, and the two twins, "Let us spend the night outside of our camp tonight. It is better. You will see." And he had brought them out of the camp. So when Ashwatthama entered the tent of the five Pandavas, whom did he find? Their sons. And he brutally killed them. He killed others also. He cut off their heads, and he came with a bag of heads to Duryodhana and said, "The war is won for you, Duryodhana." Duryodhana was, he was at the verge of death. "I bring you the head of the five Pandavas. Show me," said Duryodhana. So he opened the bag, I won't go so much into detail, and he took one head and he, in fury, his hands went like this and he cracked the head. He took another head, crack, five heads he cracked, and then he said, "Ashwatthama, you are a liar. I can't break the heads of the Pandavas. They are unbreakable. This is not the five Pandavas. You are a liar." And he died, Duryodhana. Did very dissatisfied. He was not at all pleased. So Draupadi, on the other hand, on the other side, said, she cried in distress with tears in her eyes when she saw her sons who were beheaded. Arjuna at that time spoke to her and said, "After beheading that Brahmana, I will wipe your tears. Then, get ready, after burning your son's body, you can take your bath standing on the head of this Ashwatthama Brahmana." Kshatriya. So Krishna then came with the chariot, and Arjuna equipped himself with his armor and the weapons to set out to chase Ashwatthama. Now this is the first time where Krishna enters on the stage of the Bhagavatam on a chariot as a servant of Arjuna, as a Bhakta Vatsala. The greatest opulence of Krishna is he protects his devotees. When Ashwatthama saw how Arjuna was coming on that divine chariot to chase him, he fled in fear. He fled so hard that his horses were developing foam on their body, and Ashwatthama, seeing his life in danger, his horses exhausted, finding no alternative, he released the ultimate weapon, you know? The Brahmastra, without knowing how to retract it. My dear devotees, when someone loses all his options, he starts to become, they behave erratically. You remember Kamsa? He was so afraid that he would be killed that he ordered all the young-born children to be executed to avoid that he would be killed. Erratically, illogically, unreasonably. So when Krishna, when Arjuna saw this glaring light of this ultimate weapon spreading its brilliant effulgence, he didn't know. He said, what is this, Krishna? Krishna said, this is the Brahmastra, and the only solution for you is to throw your own ultimate weapon, dock onto it, you know, catch that and retract it. Mm. Yes. Then Arjuna, he began to pray to Krishna. And I request you to repeat after me. Where he acknowledges Krishna's quality of being the friend of the devotee who takes the fear away from the devotee. Mm. Arjuna Uvacha, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna.
Oh, my dear devotees, this is graveyard sound, please. Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Mahabaho,
Mahabaho,
Bhaktanam,
Bhaktanam,
Abhayankara. You are the almighty personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you only. My dear devotees, as long as we are in the material world, there will be the fire of misery. It is unavoidable. Prabhupada says it's like these forest fires which start without anyone going in the forest and sparking them. They come when trees are moving against each other due to the wind, and then they build a spark and then they will go. In the same way in our lives, there will be miseries, there will be disappointments, there will be tears. The scriptures say that the conditioned souls cry so much due to these miseries that an ocean of tears has accumulated somewhere. We will see disease in our lives. Just a few days ago, a very young devotee developed a heart attack. Very unusual for a young person, but if there is stress, everything is possible. There will be miseries. And our hope, says Srila Prabhupada, to become fearless in the face of all this which is coming is fulfilled by taking shelter of Lord Nrisimhadev, by chanting, we had this in this purport also, Bahir Nrisimho,
Vidaye Nishimho.
One more time.
Vidaye Nishimho. Vidaye Nishimho.
Lord Nisimhadev is everywhere. And he's also in the heart. He's pervading everything. Once we played a drama of Lord Nrisimhadev in the Vijuvu temple, so the actor had to come well ahead of the start of the drama and just hide behind the pillar, the actor of Lord Nrisimhadev. But Lord Nrisimhadev does not have to enter the pillar to go from the pillar and jump at Hiranyakashipu, but here he is everywhere and also in our hearts. So he is everywhere, and when we can find it in our hearts to finally throw down our weapons, our man-made efforts, and say, my dear Lord, I can't manage this. This is beyond me. This is overwhelming me. Please, my Lord, you have come in a special form where you hear all these petitions. You have come as Lord Nrisimhadev. Therefore, please be so kind and save. Save us from the miseries of material existence. Compassion Tuesday. Tuesday is the day of Lord Nrisimhadev, they say. And some say Saturday, but every day, most probably. But Tuesday is set aside also. So we did this. I remember when we heard about the Ukraine situation, we made a special program for Lord Nrisimhadev. We called it Global Puja for Ukraine, and it started in Ahobilam, then it went to Singhachalam, then to America. And we met later devotees from the Ukraine. There is one town called, with M, please help me. Maripol, yes. What, Maripol, yes. And the devotees told me, so I was on the farm, and there were many devotees from the Ukraine, and they were smiling. They had found refuge in Austria, and they said, Maharaj, we saw the devotees' global puja for the Ukraine, and we want to report and tell this to the devotees who did this, that the enemies who had attacked us were not leaving a corridor so that we could run into safety, and we were just bombed day after day after day in our home time. But at the time when all the devotees who participated in this global prayer action chanted, in that time, all of a sudden, against all diplomatic prophecies, against all the experts of military experts, a corridor opened, and thousands of us could escape, who could see the chance and go. Not just devotees, you know, the people. Lord Nrisimhadev can be called upon at special situations because he is there to protect the devotees. I would like to now wind this up, and I want to give pleasure to all of you. I want to tell you the last conversation which Hiranyakashipu had when
there was something going on in the palace. Hiranyakashipu, when he was just about to be killed, saw that his personal servant had run towards him, and he said, "My servant, what is it?" The servant said, "Oh Lord, it's a lion." "So what?
Lion?"
"Servant, he's a lion with a human body. I have never seen such a strange creature." With great confidence, Hiranyakashipu says, "If that is the case, bring him here." The servant said, "He doesn't need an invitation. He's coming on his own. He's on his way." So then Hiranyakashipu's last words, "He is here. He is here. Give me my sword. Oh no! Oh, his nails!" And Baladev Vidyabhushana comments, "May that Lord Nrisingadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu with his sharp nails, protect you all." yes, he is. In the Bhagavatam, there's a meditation about Lord Nrisingadev. I hear the devotees like to meditate a lot, so... Would you like to meditate?
Yes.
Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj, would you like to meditate? Why not? This is the verse from the Bhagavatam which tells us how to meditate on the Shingadev. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord. He was trying to decide who this being was that was standing before him. And here is the verse. I will not put you into a meditative state because we are, at least I am, very tired. Please try to envision the form of the Lord from these beautiful descriptions of the Bhagavatam. The Lord was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. Shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, this big mane, and his face looked very big because it was just coming from it. His deadly teeth and his razor sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. Ears were erect and motionless. And his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick. His chest was broad. His waist thin. And the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues and atheists with his conchal, disc, club, lotus and other natural weapons.
you get.
When you fall into an ocean, you will get wet. When you fall into this material world, you will experience suffering. But turn to Krishna. Don't be so arrogant to not turn to Krishna and think you can get help from this world. Learn to turn to the Lord. And as a result, you will expect miracles, or you can see miracles in this life. There are many, 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 many wonderful stories how Lord Nisimadev saved his devotees. But a devotee will not always think of his own skin. My precious skin. He will not think like this. A devotee of the Lord will pray more for others. Like our Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj has recited with us, Svastyastu Vishvasya, may there be good fortune for the universe. Let us start first with our devotees. Let us beg to be released from this powerful envy, this nature which comes due to the overly competitive spirit in our minds. And let us be well wishers to the devotees. And let us be well wishers to all human, to all devotees, to all people in this planet. And that will be very good. Hare Krishna. Now we will request our Jayadvaita Maharaj to come, and maybe we can make good space for him here. Munish, can you consider?
His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj ki.
Lotus hand upon the boy's head, because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness in all of his devotees. The necessities of the material world are four: ahara, nidra, bhai, and maitri. Eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. In this material world, everyone is in fearful consciousness, sadasu vigna dhyanam. And the only means to make everyone fearless is Krishna consciousness. When Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared, all the devotees became fearless. The devotees' hope of becoming fearless is to chant the holy name of Lord Nrisimhadeva. Yato yato yami tato nrisimha. Wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrisimhadeva. Thus, there will be no fear for the devotee of the Lord.
So, looking at this verse,
Svapadamule patitam tadarvakam vilokya deva. The context here is that the demigods had all offered eloquent prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva, and Lord Nrisimhadeva was not satisfied. He was roaring, he was angry. And so finally Brahma pushed Prahlad forward. You try to pacify the Lord. He's come on your account. You please try. So Prahlad Maharaj thought that all of these great demigods have spoken so nicely. I'm just the son of a demon, and I'm just a child. What can I do? But then he remembered that an elephant in distress had offered prayers to the Lord, and the Lord had saved him. So Prahlad thought that, well, at least I'm a human being, let me try. So Prahlad Maharaj came forward and offered his dandavats. And Deva, Lord Nrisimhadeva, Vilokya, saw that this boy is there. At his lotus feet, Svapadamule, Patitam, fallen on the ground. Arvakam. Arvakam means a child. And Prabhupada said naturally one has affection for children. The older men or older people can do things and people just scoff. But a child, everyone thinks, oh, it's so nice. The same thing that you might get punched for if you were an adult. If you're a child, everybody goes, oh. So there's a natural affection for a child. And particularly this child was very dear to Lord Nrisimhadeva because he was completely surrendered, completely devoted. Krishna conscious. So, from that point of view, he's the devotee is like the pet child of the Lord. Prabhupada explains someplace, Bhagavad Gita, that one that has natural, one is naturally equal towards everyone, but for one's own children, one has special affection. So, that's there also in Krishna. He has, but if that samaham sarabhuteshu ameshvarishyosti napriyaha, he's equal toward everyone, no favorites, no enemies. But yeva janti tiram bhakya mayite teshu jakhan. If someone's my devotee, then I'm in his heart, he's in my heart. So the Lord had special affection for Prahlad. And Kripaya Pariputa. Pariputa means he was, Pariputa means afflicted, but in context here, touched Kripaya by, with affection, with mercy. Lord became touched. And Utakya touched Chirshnan Natat Kuranbujan. The Lord personally lifted him up and put his lotus hand, Kuranbujan, on the boy's head. Prabhupada was speaking about Lord Nrsimhadeva's lotus palm. Talakara kamala bare nakam adbhuta. The prayer is, O my Lord Nrsimhadeva, your kara, your hand, is like a lotus, kamala, ambuja, kamala means a lotus. Your hand is like a lotus. But it's very unnatural, adbhuta, very astonishing, that in the lotus there are sharp nails. Nakam means nails. Tadakara kamalabhare nakam adbhuta shringa. If you pick up, you know, if you pick a rose, you can expect that there will be thorns on the side, but a lotus is soft. But in this lotus, Lord Nrsimhadeva's lotus hand, there are sharp nails. Dalita Hiranyakashipu, just to kill Hiranyakashipu. So, but the same pause, really, we say lotus hand, pause or lotus hands, depending on the painting you're looking at. They're very dangerous with these sharp nails. But for the cubs of the lion, they're very nice. So Srila Sridhar Swami, is the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's particularly, his Ishta Devata, his worshipable deity, is Lord Nrsimhadeva. So he has a prayer in which he says that Lord Nrsimhadeva is very dangerous for the demons. But he's very kind and gentle to his devotees like Prabhupada. Now this is the nature of Lord Nrsimhadeva. Parachanaya sadhunam vinashaya jujushkutam. He's ripping apart the demon Hiranyakashipu. But that same dangerous hand with sharp nails in it is very kind and gentle to his cub or his pet devotee, Prahlada. So the Lord lifted up Prahlada Maharaj and put his lotus hand on the boy's head. We recall that Dhruva Maharaj did not be Lord. With Dhruva Maharaj, the Lord behaved similarly. The Lord appeared before Dhruva after Dhruva's great austerities. And the seeing the Lord, the Dhruva Maharaj became speechless, he became stunned. He was in ecstasy, he couldn't say anything. And then the Lord put his hand, his palm, on Dhruva's head, blessing. And then Dhruva Maharaj spoke beautiful prayers, glorifying the Lord. So here also, the Lord has placed his hand on Prahlada's head, And Prahlad will proceed to offer very eloquent prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev. And that will be explained in the Bhagavatam. The Kalani Vitrashtatiyam Krita Abhyam and his Karambuja, his lotus hand, is described as Krita Abhyam, giving fearlessness. The Prabhupada explained of these four principles, that the human beings have in common with the animals, eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. We say defending. Ahara Nitra Bhavi. Bhavi means defending or fearing. Maitinamcha and sex. Of these four, which is the most prominent? Fearing. You'd think sex, right? But now Prabhupada says fearing of all the four. Fearing is the most prominent. And we see that even in the animals. Like a little bird, you scatter some crumbs and the birds come and they're eating. But they eat like this. They're always looking to see whether someone is coming to attack them. Am I safe? Can I eat this next morsel without getting attacked? And in human society also, always in fear. Sadasmud vimatiya, always in anxiety, in fear. And it goes from grand scale to small scale, or small scale to grand, small scale fears. Are my teeth yellow? Do I have body odor? Will I get this? Did I say the wrong thing? Am I in trouble? What about this? What about that? I have a pain here. Is it the beginning of something serious? Always in anxieties. Samudvigna. Udvigna means agitated, disturbed. Samudvigna. Thoroughly, utterly disturbed. When? Sada, always. Sada samudvigna tiya. Asatgraha, because we turned away from Krishna, turned away from the supreme eternal reality, and we're grasping at that which is asat. Asat, one meaning is bad. We're grabbing for something bad. It's bad and you're grabbing for it. How stupid is that? But asatgraha, we're grasping onto something bad. But more general meaning, or more usual meaning of asat, is temporary. Or not real. And the Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita that when we say that something is not real, it means it doesn't perpetually exist. If something's real, it's always existing. And if something's not always existing, then it's not real. The soul is real because it always exists, and the body isn't real because it's like a dream. It exists for a few moments and then it disappears. So we're turning away from Krishna and trying to hold on to something which isn't real, which doesn't exist, which can't endure. So we're eternal and we're trying for happiness in the reflection of eternity, not in actual eternity. and therefore we're always in anxiety. We're always in fear, among other reasons. We're a batch of thieves. We're stealing Krishna's property and trying to enjoy. The thieves are always in fear. Are the cops going to find out? Are they going to get us? Are they after us? And plus, they're in fear of one another. Is this one going to kill me and take my share? This is the material world that we place ourselves in, a fearful condition. And we spoke about the little fears, the fears of our own personal imaginary, or semi-imaginary, but actually imaginary issues. And then you get to the global issues, you get to wars, you get to pandemics, you get to the environment fall collapsing, you get to all these huge, major fear sources, terrorism and nuclear war and so on. So we're always in fear. Big fear, medium-sized fear, large-scale fear. But the lotus palms of Lord Shrinidev are Krita Abhaya. They give fearlessness. Kalahi Vitrashta Dhyan. To those whose minds are Vitrashta, always in fear of Kala Ahi. Ahi, we were hearing earlier, is a snake. And here, Kala-ahi. Kala means time, the snake of time, which in its final form means death. Kalos me, what is that? Loka Kshayakrita, the Lord. And that's the universal form, says, I am time and I've come to destroy everyone. Loka, Vrita, Chayakrit, to destroy everyone. But we're all in anxiety, and in one sense that anxiety is justified because we're all going to die. Everything's going to be taken, all our fears will be realized, everything will be taken away, our homes, our money, our family, our bodies, everything will be ripped away from us. What could be more fearful? But so our the minds of the world, people of the world, is full of fear, this snake of time, this deadly snake. And why is a snake fearful? You know, okay, that bite me, but if it bites me, I'll die. No one wants to die. But for one who's taken shelter of Lord Nrisimhadev, there's no fear. Krita-abhaya, he gives fearlessness. Because the rakshasyatiti vishvasa, the devotee has confidence, the Lord will protect me. Lord will protect me doesn't necessarily mean no one can shoot me, no one can cut me, no one can kill me. No one can kill me in this sense, that who can kill me? I'm eternal. You know, do they
they have a... Anyway.
Yeah.
You kids in at least in America, I don't know what it is elsewhere, but they have like a gesture. That means do what you want, I don't care. Can't scare me. So a devotee knows I'm not this body. What can you do to me? You can't kill me. You can't kill me. And for the materialist, death means everything miserable, everything terrible, everything that we run away from at any cost. Literally, in their last months, people spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to put off death for another week. I'm so afraid. A cousin of mine, he was like your brother, he died about a year back. And I went to see him again, but we spoke, and he was sort of a materialist, sense enjoyer, Buddhist, you know, a very intelligent person, you know, sort of very sharp mind. But he was diagnosed with sort of sudden appearance of cancer, and, you know, quick acting. And he told me, he said, I'm afraid. And through all the exterior bravado at the end, I'm afraid. But the Krishna conscious person is fearless. A Krishna conscious person can be fearless. And Krishna will protect me. And as Kadambakanda Navar said, death means change of service. Change of service. So from that point of view, this is the kindness of Lord Nrisimhadev. Who can be a better master than Krishna, Lord Nrisimhadev? What is that? Maharshi Shyami Sanatari. Bhavantam Evani Charan Virantara. Prashanta Nisheshan Nolatanta. Kadahamek Aikantaka Nitya Kinkara. Maharshi Shyami Sanatari. The Jamunacharya Kulashekhar prays that Bhavanta Nevanu Charam Nirantara. When will I always be engaged in devotional service? Then Prashanta Nishesha Mano Ratantara. The mind is always going and going and going and going. People are afflicted, they're taking medicines because they can't sleep, because their minds are always going. Day and night, the mind is going and going and going. What about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? Manola Tantara, the chariot of the mind, is banging along the road. But Prashanta, Nishesha, that crazy business of the mind can all be subdued and one can become exceedingly peaceful, Prashanta, just like Prahlada, exceedingly happy, exceedingly peaceful. He's getting everything thrown at him by his demonic father. His father is so powerful.
Prahlada's happy.
Prahlada is peaceful. So when the devotee prays, when I'm always engaged in devotional service, then my mind will stop afflicting me, the mind will become
peaceful. Kadahamai Anikantaka. Nitya Kinkar. When I'm exclusively engaged, when Jnana Karmaja and Avritam, I'm done with karma kanda, sense gratification, mental speculation. Anikantika bhakti, when I'm exclusively engaged in devotional service, Nitya Kinkara as your eternal servant. Maharshi Ajani, I'll be so happy. Well, now I'm miserable. Now I'm in this miserable material existence. But when I'm fully engaged in devotional service, Maharshi Ajani, Sanatajita, just like a dog, Sanata means having a master. The dog with no master is miserable. The kid's tormented. Maybe not in this country, but in India, dogs have it really bad. The kids torment the dogs. The dogs torment one another. And the dog has to scrounge around for food. And the sex enjoyment means, again, fighting with other dogs. But when a dog has a master, just like the dogs in this country or America, they have nice masters and they get all the good food and they live in nice warm houses and they have every facility. Go to the beauty parlor, arrange for them. Sanata. Because they have a master. So, the Lord Nrsimhadeva is the master of Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Krishna is the master in his various forms of all the devotees. So the Lokanatha, he's the master of the whole world or all the people of the world. So let us always take shelter of Lord Nrsimhadeva, Lord Krishna. And be free from all the fears of material existence.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well spoken, well spoken, well spoken.
I sit next to you.
No. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you very much for participating in such good numbers in the three presentations. It's, I think, very nice when we listen to pull something out and use it. I would like to now know how the program continues.
Abhishek,
but are you on time?
Yes,
we are on time.
So, it can take some questions, but 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Or should we make a little pause, maybe?
Yeah, actually waiting for you, that's like...
Yes. Let us end here because you need a little break. So very soon, in about 15 minutes, we will continue in the Royal Abhishek, where we will make the Lord Nrsimhadev the king of our lives. No, Abhishek is given to an emperor, to a king. Hare Krishna. See you. Hare Krishna.